you love her madly? Or don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Or tell me what you say.
Good evening, Dominican University and all those listening worldwide. It's DJ KP on the mic, live at 6 p.m., and this is study time at radio.dominican.edu. So for today, I'm kind of going to go over some topics I talked about last week, which is especially important, which is keeping cool, especially after having this record-breaking heat that we've been having. After yesterday, I'm pretty sure it got close to 100, and I really felt it being a student-athlete playing lacrosse on that turf field. It's at least 10 degrees hotter down there, so yeah, definitely affects you. And for studying, affects you a lot. Because after practice, I went back to my dorm room, and pretty much what I was talking about last week was keeping cool, which is really important for studying. And pretty much, I took my own tips to heart, and I went down to the laundry room, got some of my friends together, and studied down there, because it was just too hot to get anything done, like usual. But luckily in our forecast in the next week here, we actually might have some rain, so that's good. And it'll finally start to cool down, which is tremendous for study time. Well, finally, now I can stop talking about just escaping the heat for once in my show. But that's pretty much just been the theme of the first and second so far. And just going down there, studying in the laundry room, pretty much saved my life yesterday. So, some music that I usually bring up. I was talking about classical music, and I wanted to give you all an example of one of my favorite things to listen to. Just recently, I discovered it this morning because I was getting ready for a math test. And one of my favorite movie series was Lord of the Rings. And I just decided, hey, I'll go look up the soundtrack to that because I remember it being really good. And played it, and I was like, wow, this is actually the best soundtrack, in my opinion, that I've ever heard in a movie. And I was talking to some people today. They argued with me. They said Gladiator was the best, but we all know Lord of the Rings is the best. And it's composed by Howard Shore, mostly. There's other composers, but he's my favorite one. And there's some pretty good songs in there, like concerning hobbits, the Shire. And it kind of incorporates, I kind of heard like the flute, the violin, just an orchestra just playing. And it was really nice to listen to, really calming while I was working on my math study guide. And pretty much moving on from that, I want to talk about how important study guides are in creating to help you get ready for a test. I actually haven't made that many study guides in the past, but since coming here, I've made a few so far, and they've helped me tremendously on my test. So some tips to get pretty much the most out of your study guide is, one, if your teacher's given you kind of a rubric, which luckily mine did, I pretty much based it off of that, but some teachers don't give you pretty much those guidelines that you need to follow. So sometimes you have to make it up yourself, and a tip for people doing that, just go back in your notes. And you kind of need to start in the beginning. You need to take good notes so you can go back to those and pretty much figure out what you need to do. And if you haven't taken good notes, go back to the chapters in the textbook, or even if you're that lost, you can ask your professor, send them an email. We're lucky here at Dominican University where we have professors that we can constantly be in contact with and who are willing to help us at all times. It's probably one of my favorite parts about this school so far, is having those professors, that one-on-one attention where they can be there for me when I need it. So reverting back to that study guide, I got the rubric from my math teacher, and I was able to pretty much base the whole guidelines of what I needed based off of that, which I was very thankful for. I talked about this last show, how thankful I am for teachers who are organized and who help me out. It's it makes a world of a difference here, just having a teacher who really cares about their students and is willing to help us. So with that study guide, I went in, I got my textbook, got my laptop, I went down to the laundry room, and pretty much just got to work answering every question I could based off of the rubric that she gave me. And I was, for every single one, I always looked to the textbook first. So I went through there, I'd try to find it. If I couldn't find the exact answers, I'd go on the internet, I'd use Google, and I'd look them up. And I was able to get everything that I needed from those two sources, which is tremendous. It was really important for that test. So pretty much went on to Google, looked up probably the key terms, because I'm in quantitative reasoning, looked up the key terms to all the graphs, looked up the box graphs, scatter plots, all that, and was able to do that back into my study guide. It was probably one of the best study sessions I've had so far coming here, just being able to get all that information laid out. And another thing, my teacher is so nice. We got to have a open notes test after this. So I had this whole study guide worked out, and I got to go to class, and I got to use that throughout the whole test. So it all paid off in the end, and I'm hoping that I got at least an A. I know that I got at least a B plus or higher just based off of that study guide, because I put in the work before to make sure that that would be all up to par. I know I have to go now. And pretty much the music, just going back to that a little bit, helped a lot, just kind of absorbing everything, which was really good. It was kind of like I talked about last show, just classical music and not a lot of lyrics. You want just kind of an ambient background so that you can kind of be a sponge and just absorb everything that you're writing or reading. And also, make sure to write everything, don't just read it once. It helps me a lot when I'm reading just to talk out loud and kind of read it over several times and then even write it down just so I have that memory. And just, yeah, like I said, just say it out loud. Another thing that helped me is just going over the fine print, the details, going in. Sometimes people just like to skim through chapters and just read what they think is important, but you need to make sure you're reading over everything and copy it down if you need to. You don't have to copy it down word for word of everything that's there, but it's good to just try to pick out the really important stuff. And most textbooks have a summary at the end that you can turn to. Like my big history textbook, you can go to the end and it kind of gives you key terms, a summary, maybe a little quiz that you can take. So my tip for you is to just go through and read the textbook, just word for word. It might take a while. Just read that certain chapter on what your professor wants you to read. And then after you're done, just go to the end, look at those key terms, and maybe even do flashcards. So write the key term on the front and definition on the back, kind of quiz yourself on those. And then if they luckily have a little quiz that you can take at the end, I would do that. And make sure that you're getting at least 100% on that. So take it as many times as you can and make sure you're getting them all right each time. And I guarantee you'll get an A on that test after you're done. So I'm going to take my first break. I'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to DJKP, radio.dominican.edu.
Hi. Mic check.
DJ KP.
Hello.
Back on, and I have a guest with me, Lily Valliere. Hi, Lily.
Hello, Kevin.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
So she's going to help me discuss not waiting to the last minute on projects. So pretty much, Lily's a better student than I am. She's gotten me kind of together and on the right course. So do you want to give any tips on just not waiting to the last minute on a project?
Yeah, it's important not to wait till the last minute, because not only is your work not as good as it would be if you had started earlier, it's just rushed and you don't absorb the information, especially for tests and stuff. There's no way you can spend 2 hours right before you go to bed cramming for a huge test. There's no way you're going to do good on that test if you just cram it all into one session.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
I've a victim of this in the past. I've waited till the last minute or the night before, and I've tried to cram everything in. And
the results end up bad.
Yeah, it always ends up bad. I usually get at least, maybe if I'm lucky, I get a C, maybe.
Yeah, that's on the good end.
Yeah, any examples of that happening to you, just cramming it in at the last second?
Yeah, I did that a lot during senior year, just with senioritis and everything. And yeah, just the results showed. Like when I put a lot more time in, I got better results out, and when I slacked off, it just didn't work for me.
Yeah, exactly. And pretty much coming to Dominican University, me and Lily, I think we've been a lot better about this.
Yes, now that we're in college, it's not like fun and games anymore.
Yeah, we've definitely taken it a lot more seriously. It started last year, senior year, with college apps. She kind of got me together on that.
Yeah, I made them apply to some schools.
Exactly. I wasn't the best student before, but she got kind of me together in a good way.
And here we are.
Yep, at the university. So moving on to the next tip that I wanted to talk about is just cool places around campus to use to study. I talked about the last show how trees and the benches were really nice outside of Guzman. Between Guzman and Angelico, there's really cool benches around there. But another place you might not think to do your studying is actually in the Conlon Center, because it's air conditioned and it's very nice in there. I was right before practice, I went in there and I needed to put some studying in, so I went in and I decided, hey, why don't I just kind of hang out off on one of these benches and do some studying. So I had my laptop, and they have kind of these benches near the entrance where you can just sit there and kind of do your work, and it doesn't really bother anyone. It's not really too much out there. The only problem is they don't have a table, so I would suggest just bringing your laptop and doing everything on there, because there's nowhere to write at all. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah,
cool places?
I'm a health sciences major, so I go to the science building a lot, and that room is nice and cold and air conditioned. I had a lab in there today, and I was actually had to put a jacket on because it was so cold. So that's a good place to study if it's like really hot out. and it's nice and quiet. There's like tables like in the lobby, and yeah, and they also have tutoring there too, which is helpful.
Yeah, Lily showed me it today, and she's right. It's very air conditioned in there. It's very nice. It's a really good building.
Yeah.
So another thing I wanted to talk about is with the heat, waiting till the sun goes down. So if you're not able to get to any of these areas that we've talked about with air conditioning and you're stuck in your dorm, you might want to wait until the sun's down to start your studying. Because during the day, like I talked about last year, you get really sweaty and people get really flustered when they're hot. I saw it at a lacrosse practice the other day. It was really, really hot on that turf and we were getting really flustered and trying to get everything together, and it's hard when it's that hot. And same applies for pretty much everything you do.
It's difficult to think and like use your brain when it's when you're like sweating to death.
Yeah, and Lily lives on the third floor of Fanjo in probably the hottest room there.
It's like the sun facing side, so it's really hot in there all the time.
Yeah, and she hates studying in there. She went down to the laundry room with me later in the day, and we were able to do our studying down there just because of the cooler temperature. And that, surprisingly, was at 8 at night, and it was still that hot. I would say Lily's room was, what, like 80 degrees, you would say?
90.
90 degrees in her room during the day. That's unbelievable. Even with a fan on and everything.
Three fans.
Three fans on. It's 90 degrees in the room. Wow. I'm actually not sun-facing. I'm on the second floor. And it's not nearly as bad in there. But it's still very hot, surprisingly. Even though I'm on the opposite side of the building, floor lower, facing away from the sun, it's boiling. And I can't decide whether... I leave my windows open, I just feel like there's no breeze. You feel the same way, Lily? Just...
Yes, but it'll start cooling down soon.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, it's supposed to have some rain.
Yeah, in the weather forecast I was talking about earlier, hopefully we have rain on Monday. But you never know what can happen.
I think today was like the last hot day.
Yeah. Well, that's what we thought last week, and then it was... each Monday of starting the week, it got hotter.
Yeah, that's true.
And pretty much across California, it's hot. Like back home, I was checking the temperatures. It was 106 back home in Los Angeles, Palos Verdes. And it was 100 in Redondo Beach?
100 in Redondo Beach, yeah.
Wow. And at least they have a sea breeze there.
Yeah, they're like right on the ocean, so it's not as bad.
But it's still that hot on the ocean.
Right.
Wow. And I wanted to talk about balancing athletics with school. As an athlete, it can be difficult. I work a job. Lily, you work a job as well?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm an assistant.
For the
health sciences department.
And I do filming for the event staff. And pretty much it's really difficult to balance school, a job, and athletics for me. It's been really difficult in these first 7 weeks. And
it's a lot to take on. You have to balance so many things, and you have to, like, give each thing your 100%, so just, it wears you out.
Yeah, it really does. Just trying to go to practice and getting that done is pretty much one of the hardest parts of my day, especially when it's hot. And then having to go back, because the other day was probably the longest day of my life at school, Sunday. I had school during the day, did all my work. I needed to get ready for this test that I had this morning, the math test that I was talking about. And I had to go get everything done, went back to my dorm, tried to nap, but it's 100 degrees. Couldn't do it. Had to go to practice. Got that done. Like I said, it was whatever, 104 on the turf. Was dying for 2 hours. Finished that, and as soon as I was done, I only had time to shower, and I had to rush back to film the volleyball game to do my job. And I still have my test tomorrow, which I haven't gotten any time to study for. So I get my job done, and then I get back to my dorm really late. And
yeah, it's a lot to balance.
It is. And
you just have to find that in-between spot that works for you and your schedule.
Yeah, exactly. You have to find times between each event to just try to get any schoolwork in you can. Because as much as we want to relax after doing a long strenuous events like practice or doing a job, it's difficult to go back to your dorm and just sit down and try to get work done. Do you have any?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's, you want to like go back to your dorm and just rest and sleep, but there's stuff that has to be done, and like, we're not in high school anymore, we can't be babied anymore, so you just kind of have to suck it up and do it.
Yeah, I agree. As much as we just want to lay around and take a nap, we have to get everything done. But a one tip for, because I've seen a lot of people looking very tired throughout the day, I would suggest going to bed earlier. And I'm kind of at fault for this. I try to go to bed at 10 o'clock, and somehow time goes so fast at night, I end up going to bed usually at 12 or 1, just because I have so much to do.
Yeah, Sam, you just kind of lose track of time with all the studying.
Yeah. Which is really unfortunate, because you're trying to get to your classes during the day and you're really tired and you're trying to get all this done. Like I was talking about, having a job, being an athlete, and you just get worn out unless you get the right amount of sleep, and that's really important, and make sure that you're getting...
You can't perform well if you don't get enough sleep. If you're exhausted all the time, your grades are going to drop, you're not going to do good in athletics, you're going to suck at your job, so you have to get the sleep in order to keep everything else up there.
Yeah, you have to... Yeah, it's pretty much a domino effect. If you don't get your sleep, it affects everything you do the next day, and it affects pretty much your whole life. Now you're not going to do good on tests, and you're not going to do good at your sport, and you're not going to do good at your job, like Lily said.
Right.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah, definitely.
So I want to talk about some music again. Lily, do you have any preference on what music you like to listen to while studying, or do you prefer...
I prefer not to listen to music. If I'm doing math or something, that's different, but if I'm like reading and trying to take notes, it just kind of distracts me from... I end up like writing the lyrics instead of the notes I'm supposed to be writing, so I prefer just
to... You write the lyrics of the song?
Sometimes, yeah. So it just kind of helps me to like not listen to music, but sometimes I'll like watch TV, and then it's like not as bad.
How's TV work? Is it distracting, or...?
I just put on a show that I'm not that into, and then it just kind of, like, makes it more bearable. But, like, it's not as distracting as music for me.
And I'm kind of opposite on that. I can't have TV going and study at the same time. I'm just, like, having something ambient in the background to kind of keep me engaged. But it kind of goes two ways.
Right.
Like you said, you kind of disagree, but... Everyone kind of has their own preferences for studying.
Yeah, for sure.
The show isn't foolproof. You don't have to follow every tip exactly, but I want to make sure that do some of the things that I'm saying, and it'll benefit you in the long run, especially getting that sleep.
Yeah, sleep is a big one.
So we're going to take our second break, and we'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to DJKP, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. DJKP back on the mic with Lily.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about our majors and the workloads that we experience with our majors. So I'm a comms major and Lily, you're a
health sciences major.
So the workloads are very different for both. Mine isn't as bad, personally. I don't know how it is.
Mine's
for you.
Mine's more science, chemistry, biology, math based.
And mine's more English and just communications class. I have Brad as one of my professors to Intro to Mass Communications. And going into my workload a little bit, you want to pace yourself depending on your major, because I know you probably study a lot more than I do on a daily basis.
I try to study like ahead of time so I don't have to cram all in one night, but it gets hard sometimes.
Yeah, and for communications, luckily, since I'm an athlete and have a job and everything that I discussed before, it's good not to have too big of a workload. I think my average time I spend studying and doing other various things is probably about 6 to 7 hours a week. What do you think is for yours?
I'd say probably like 8 to 10.
8 to 10 hours a week?
So it's At the most.
So it's a bit of a difference, but we have a much... I feel like, I don't know if I'm speaking correctly, but I feel like we definitely have a lot bigger gap on workloads, because you have chemistry and...
Yeah, for me, chemistry, all my other classes are pretty manageable. Chemistry is definitely the hardest one for me, just because I'm not a chemistry person, and I actually placed into the higher chemistry level, so that was, I don't know how that happened, but I mean, hey. But it's definitely a difficult class, so I have to spend a lot more time and energy into that one in order to get good results. So that's probably what takes up the majority of my time and effort. I've been going to the tutoring center for chemistry every like Monday and Thursday, and that's definitely helped.
So do you want to talk a little bit about how the tutoring center works? I kind of touched up on that the first show, but I wasn't completely positive on everything they had to offer. Could you kind of tell students?
Right, so for math and science anyway, it's on Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. in the Science Center, room 102. And basically you can just drop in, you like sign in and you what time you come in, and then you sign out once you leave. And there's tutors there that just help you with any like homework questions or test questions or just anything you really need.
How are those tutors? Are they?
They're really good. Yeah,
they're sociable.
Yeah, very helpful. They're students too. I think graduate students, I want to say, definitely older.
They're all students, right? Or like alumni or current students?
I think they're current students, like graduate students. But they're very helpful, and every time I went, they've been like positive, and like they give me like tips for like future classes, like, you know.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah, it's definitely helpful. But yeah, if you're struggling, I definitely recommend it, because it's worth the time and effort.
Yeah, I agree. And for comms, I haven't been able to go to the tutoring center yet. That's why I wasn't really able to talk too much on it. But I use the study hall, which I kind of talked about last week. The people in there are very helpful, too. The kind of mentor people who watch over us, if you have any questions or anything, they can usually help you, because there are staff on campus that are working there, and they have some knowledge of the fields that we're looking at. But going back a little bit to our workloads in our fields, I'm going to talk a little bit about my comm workload, and then you can talk about how the differences with health.
Okay.
So for comm, I have English, just a quantitative reasoning class, intro to comm, and various other classes, but those are pretty much my main ones. And so far, they haven't been too hard. The homework workload is decent. Obviously, math takes up most of my time. It's not my strongest subject, but I like to spend probably 60% of my time on math, just because that's a harder one.
Yeah, you definitely want to put more time into the subject that's more difficult for you.
Yeah, I agree. You want to spend your most time looking at the one that's the most difficult. It's hard for me personally to look at just something that's challenging for me and say, okay, I'm going to do this first. Because as humans, we want to take the easier route, and we want to do things that are easier. But personally, just this is probably one of the more important tips that I'm going to give. You have to do the stuff that's harder first. Do you want to talk about that?
No, I definitely agree with that. Otherwise, you're just going to keep putting it off. Like, oh, we'll do it later. Oh, we'll do it later. Before you know it, the test is tomorrow, and you've just kept putting it off. and you're not ready for it.
Yeah, for your hardest one. What's your hardest subject? Is it
chemistry?
Chemistry.
Yeah.
I don't like chemistry either, but luckily I don't have that because I'm not comms. Yeah. That's kind of what I want to talk about. Since you're a health science major, you can appeal to more of my listeners that I can't maybe reach being a communications major personally. Do you want to give any tips to people who are taking chemistry and other health science majors?
So right now the only health science-y major or class I'm in would be Chem 2000 and then Intro to Health Science Professions. All of my other ones are just kind of the general eds that I need to get out of the way. But for Chem, I definitely, what Kevin was saying earlier about the study guides, I just had my first Chem test last Monday, and I just went through, it was on three chapters, so I just went through the book and the PowerPoints and the notes, and I just took notes of what was important and what I needed to know in order to do well on the test, and I did, like, example problems, and that's a good way of reviewing all, like, the information without just sitting there and reading it, because you retain more information when you write it down. So that was very helpful. And then just kind of like going back through that, seeing what I wrote, what was important, I would highlight, use different colors.
Yeah, I wanted to say highlighters are really important. I don't know how much I touched up on that last week, but I was saying that you want to have a variety of different colors to kind of mark your
papers. It makes it more
papers.
Interesting to look at.
Yeah. But you can keep continuing on what you're saying. Just about the health sciences and...
Oh, yeah, okay. And then Intro to Health Science Professions is a really interesting class, too. We have, like, different speakers from the health field come in. So we'll have physician assistants, nurses, physical therapists.
That's really important, too, right? Just having
just learning about, especially if you're not sure what you want to do with your major. It's interesting to hear what professional people, like physical therapists or doctors, have to say about the field, what it requires, the personality traits needed. And the prerequisites needed too. It's just a good way to like learn and start thinking ahead.
No, we haven't had anyone personally come in for the communications so far. I don't know what the schedule is. Hopefully we'll have some people to talk to in the future. But I agree, that's really important to have people from the field. The other day I was kind of looking into jobs just around San Francisco, just messing around, and there's a lot of communications and health sciences jobs open, so that gives me a lot of hope for later on. But, sorry, that was a side note, but you can continue.
But other than the Gen Chem and Intro to Health Professions, my other classes are just pretty much general eds, macroeconomics, big history honors, religion honors, and yeah, that's about it. And then the chemistry lab, which is always fun.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the general ed classes for a little bit.
Yeah.
They haven't been too hard. You have big history, right?
Yeah, I don't find the general ed classes to be too difficult. It just kind of like you show up, you do what you're told. It doesn't require too much extra outside of class.
Yeah, it's usually the ones that are related to your major that are more difficult.
Right.
The general ed ones so far, big history has been one of my easier ones, more favorite ones. I know that I got kind of lucky. My professor is Craig, and I was talking about last week, we have the online textbook, which is really helpful because it has the online quizzes, but from what other people have told me and what my roommate has told me, they have just their textbook. It's not online, so it's harder to go in there.
Yeah, I just have the textbook.
Yeah, for big history, right? So it's harder to just read it from that textbook and not have those quizzes. Do they have the summaries at the end of those textbooks and the thresholds?
Yeah, they do. We have the same textbook, so I'm pretty sure.
So do they have little quizzes at the end, or is that, do you think that's just an online thing?
They might. I haven't really looked into it that much.
Inside the textbook, the quizzes?
Yeah, I haven't. I've just kind of done the reading. I haven't really gone above and beyond for big history.
Yeah. But like we said, they aren't the hardest classes, so you don't necessarily have to go in above and beyond for those, because the ones you want to focus most of your time on is the ones relating to your major. But you can't forget about those general ed classes because those are really important.
Especially if you're applying to grad school, you got to keep your GPA up in all of them. I mean, you definitely want,
you're doing, right? You're
right. After 4 years, I'm going to apply to physician assistant graduate school, which is a 2-year program. So it's important I like keep my GPA up and get good grades in like all my chemistry and biology and health science-y classes to ensure a spot.
Yeah. And just because your major is really hard, you have to work a lot harder, right? Just because of how many positions are open for the PA program.
Yeah, the PA schools are pretty competitive, especially on the West Coast, just because there are more on the East Coast, so it's just kind of harder to get into. But
So you kind of have to go above and beyond.
Yeah, for sure.
And do a lot of studying. Like you said, you do 8 to 10 hours a week.
Yeah, at the most.
Do you think that's what you need to succeed? Is that
probably
a good number for
probably
our
in
listeners?
The future, like sophomore year, junior year, and definitely in grad school, I'll definitely be needing to study more.
Yeah.
But for right now, since I really only have one like super difficult, painful class, which is chem, then mm-hmm. that's probably good for right now.
Yeah, considering we're only freshmen, we can't talk so much on the future and how much time you have to put in sophomore, junior, senior year.
Right.
Because we have obviously haven't been there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine that this amount of time you need to put in at those levels is a lot more than now.
Yeah,
for sure. Have you heard from people, have they said their freshman year was harder or later years were harder?
I heard later years were harder, but then I also heard they're more, like, once you get your general ed out of the way, it's more, the classes you take are more, like, what you're interested in. So for me, it would be, mm-hmm. like, anatomy, physiology. So in that aspect, it's harder, but then it's also more interesting to, like, learn about, like, the things you're learning about pertain more to what you want to do. It's not just, like, history yeah. and
so you
economics.
Get to do more of just what you want to do.
Right, exactly.
Because I know
focused
not
on
everyone
like.
Is loves general ed.
Yeah.
That's usually, a lot of my friends after high school, they did JCs to get that out of the way, which I thought was pretty smart. Mm-hmm. But also, on the other hand, do you have to reapply to colleges after that, or apply for the first time?
Yeah, you have to apply. After JC, you still have to apply to. It's just basically like the whole process again.
Yeah, so you have to redo that process if you go to the JC. That's pretty much what turned me off of it. And I don't know, for a lot of people, how much that was probably the leading cause of me just not wanting to do that. Because as much as I wanted to get my general ed done for really cheap, I thought it was better just to get integrated into the university first and just kind of be here and get it all done kind of at the same time and start my major instead
yeah.
of just spending time on the
and you
JC.
You can get stuck at JCs a lot of the time. Like, you just kind of
yeah.
get stuck living at home and just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but it's also a good option, too.
Oh,
just
definitely.
Depending on financial options and everything, JCs can be a very, very good option. We're not denouncing going to a JC or anything.
No,
we're
they're
just
great.
Saying,
they're...
Yeah, we're just saying from our personal experience, we just decided to go into the four-year first. So, reverting a little bit back to our majors, I was talking about workloads. And for communications, like I was saying, workload isn't too bad. But like I was talking with Lily, we seem to have not too much of a difference on studying time, surprisingly, but you find yourself being successful regardless, right?
I haven't really had tests in any of the other classes, so I guess we'll see.
But you feel, you've been studying for these tests that you haven't taken yet?
No, just homework-wise.
Okay, so have you been starting really early, like making sure that you're prepared for these tests before?
Yeah.
Just kind of putting in...
Just, like, nothing as crazy as I do, like, studying for chem. Just kind of, like, rereading
chem
the notes.
Chem takes up most of your time.
Yeah, I try to focus mostly on chem.
You use flashcards and
various methods.
How do you do that? Do you just kind of...
Yeah, for, like, the cations and anions, I just kind of, like, write them on one side and then...
And those are hard to remember right from the periodic table.
We actually don't have to memorize the periodic table, just some of the elements, like certain...
Yeah, and I think those would be pretty hard for me, just looking at your studying methods. I did help you a little bit
with
those flashcards.
Yeah, quizzing me, yeah.
And that's another tip for people. If you can get a partner who can help you with your quizzing, that can be really helpful.
Right.
Like for Lily, she went through all her study cards first, made sure she kind of remembered them, and then she came to me and asked me to quiz her.
And I'd start off like just memorizing like 10, and then I'd add 5 more, and then I'd add 5 more, and just until I had them all memorized.
Yeah, and every one that she kind of missed, she would place off to the side and come back to that. So like I would read one, and she didn't know it. Even if she kind of got it like half right, because you were talking about it's elements, right?
Yeah.
If she only got like half the element right, she would say, okay, well, I don't know this completely. I'm going to put it off to the side.
Right.
So don't cheat yourself and say, oh, well, I got this half right. I'm going to pretty much just say that it's right. You don't want to do that. Because like I was saying earlier, you got to do the hard thing first.
Yeah, for sure.
And when's your test?
I just had one for chemistry. That was last Monday.
So do you know how that went? Do you think you did pretty
well?
Yeah,
I got an 84% on it.
So you did
a solid
well.
B. I mean, nothing.
Because it's a very hard class.
Yeah, for a first test, I was pretty happy with it.
And how much studying do you think you did?
I'd say maybe 6 hours.
6 hours. Okay, that's a pretty good amount. And that was your first test of your college career.
Right, yeah.
So that's a pretty solid score considering just kind of coming into it and being a health science major and being in a, is it a sophomore class?
Yeah.
So that's pretty good for just being in the sophomore class.
Right.
So that's good. That's for our viewers to hear that studying does pay off. If you hadn't done any studying, what do you think would have happened? Or if you had tried to cram all those elements in, because I saw how many elements those were.
I definitely would not have done well.
Yeah, if you had tried to done that all the night before.
Yeah, that would have been really bad. Like, there's no way I would even know what was going on.
Exactly. You probably wouldn't have even...
Probably like a D, honestly.
Yeah. Because I don't think I'm doing chemistry later.
No, I don't think you have to do it.
For comm, and I'm pretty
lucky.
Happy about
yeah.
that, because that sounds really hard. So, we're going to take our last and final break now. We're going to come back with a few more tips and have a conclusion. You're listening to DJ KP, along with Lily, radio.dominican.edu. JKP back with Lily.
Hello.
And we're pretty much just going to give up a little conclusion, kind of wrap things up, reiterate some of the stuff we've talked about. And make sure you stay tuned for DJ 1UP, who's coming up next at 7 o'clock. I want to just kind of talk about just a brief summary for you who've just kind of tuned in. Just kind of what we've talked about. Yeah. So just kind of the main points is escaping the heat, which is not really relevant for later in the year, but I just want to talk about for now, for the present. Escaping the heat, waiting till it's nighttime to study.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, later in the year, it's not going to be too bad, so you're not going to have to wait until it's nighttime to study, which is good. And we talked about keeping cool, finding places around campus, under
right.
trees. Later in winter, only difference is under those trees, you'll just have a jacket on. So those don't really change. Some cool places we talked about was the Conlon Center, because it's air conditioning, the science building, right?
You were talking very, about that. Very, very nice and cold.
And how important it is to have the tutors. Do you remember those tutor times for people who are just tuning in?
I know for math and science, it's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Mondays and Thursdays.
And those tutors were good, you said?
Yeah, they're very helpful. And not too many people go to those, so it's basically like one-on-one almost.
Yeah, like I was saying, because I'm a comms major, my workload isn't too bad. I actually haven't been able to go to the tutors yet, but I'm glad that I brought you on so you could tell people kind of about that.
Yeah, and they have them for other subjects too, like English and writing, I think. I just happened to go for science.
Cause... So, yeah, like you said, a lot of people aren't there.
Right, yeah, it's not too busy. Like, I think the most I've seen was probably like 5 people there, and there's 2 tutors, so.
Yeah, so if you're listening, we both agree you should go to that tutoring area.
Yeah, it's very
helpful. I'm definitely going to go there. It's not crowded, like you said. I talked a little bit about music, just kind of threw some things in there just for suggestions. Lily said she doesn't like to listen to music personally for studying.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen to the Lord of the Rings soundtrack, epics, orchestral music, just to help me absorb everything that I'm listening to. And what was... Oh, the other important thing was the study guide.
Study guides,
yes. Do
you
want to talk a little bit just about study guide, just real quick while we're...
Yeah, they're just helpful to like sum up all your information into one, and then when you have midterms or finals, you can just go back and look at it. You don't have to rewrite it. You can just kind of... All the important stuff is there on a few pieces of paper.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just have it there ready to go.
And that's... The example I used was my math study guide that I got to use this morning. I pretty much spent last night... I had it kind of... already set up, but I was just able to write the things down last night, so I wasn't waiting till the last second to do that.
Right.
And we ended up just talking about just workloads for each major, nothing too crazy. And that pretty much concludes our show for today. We've hoped you all enjoyed it. It's 6:55 p.m. Make sure you stay tuned for DJ One Up. He's coming up next. Thank you all for listening. This was Study Time with DJ KP and
Lily.
Thank you all for listening. This is radio.dominican.edu.